seems to be a clashing of the heads, or actually departments in this case, on a national scale. Past couple of weeks have had acting ICE chief and also the Attorney General Jeff Sessions basically shaming the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department for a lack of cooperation over immigration matters. Joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is Public Information Officer for the Sheriff's Department, Sergeant Spencer Crum. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Or should I call you Sergeant publicly? I'm not really sure which.
Spencer's fine.
Okay, good. I'm going to keep it there. I know that other jurisdictions are being brought up when these stories happen, but it seems otherworldly that Sonoma County and the Sheriff's Department seem to be targeted over and over again.
Yeah, it seems to be about the same 23 agencies across the United States is what I understand that they're going after. But yes, we're one of them.
Can you tell us exactly, just to kind of spur it on, what exactly, you know, has been the clash between the Attorney General's office and ICE over immigrants in the jail?
Sure. It's a bit of a long story, but this started back in August of 2017, about 6 months ago. And what happened is we were listening to members of our community, and we also knew that SB 54 state law was coming down the pike. And so we changed our policy here at the sheriff's office to basically state that if you've been convicted of a serious crime, then we will notify ICE of your release date upon release from our jail. And so what happened in August was a person was brought in for domestic violence. He posted bail. ICE had sent over a request for release notification. Unfortunately, this happened very fast that he posted bail. We notified ICE. They could not come pick him up in time. He was released. And then 2 weeks later, he ended up killing his wife or his girlfriend and was then brought back to our jail 2 weeks later after killing her. ICE got word of this, and they wanted us to comply with federal immigration law, and that's kind of what spurred this on. And unfortunately, after that, it's kind of taken a series of turns, and we've been a target ever since.
You know, what's the relationship between the sheriff's office and ICE? Do you guys communicate at all, or is it just through the sort of the database of fingerprints?
We actually don't communicate a whole lot. The general information, the way they get information on who's in custody or who's brought into our jail is strictly through fingerprints.
And even if the Sonoma County Jail, they did want to cooperate with ICE today, there are still some like state laws that are definitely going to be preventing you guys from doing that. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's what's really tough is state law is in direct conflict with federal law. And even federal law is in conflict with federal law. So nothing is super clear on this. There's a case out of Clackamas County that says that ICE detainers are illegal. And what an ICE detainer is, it's basically an ICE agent in the field gets notified that there's someone in custody. And so he just writes up his own detainer saying, please hold this person for 2 days after they're eligible for release so we can come pick them up. The federal case out of Clackamas County says that is illegal and violates their Fourth Amendment rights. And so we have basically federal law in conflict with federal law.
If I get this correct, you're an officer of the law and the law is unclear. So then you sort of have to almost make up the law.
Well, we're trying not to make up the law. We're trying to abide by, you know, what the state legislatures have brought down, and SB 54 is the law in California until somebody tells us any different. And that's all we are trying to do is we are trying to abide by the law. We're not trying to, you know, be rogue or go out on our own or make up any type of laws or policies to protect anyone. It's just we're trying to abide by the law, and sometimes that gets a little bit difficult and muddy.
It can be very difficult and muddy. Does that kind of translate over, though, to the relationships with federal authorities when dealing with other cases?
Yeah, especially in this administration. You know, we would love to have a sit down with ICE and try and figure stuff out and deal with it, you know, in the same room and work this out. Unfortunately, you know, from Washington, they want to just blast everything over the media, and so it becomes a big media battle instead of, the inability to sit down and have, you know, reasonable heads figure out a way to accomplish goals.
How does the sheriff and the department as a whole kind of take seriously the threat of a subpoena from the Attorney General himself?
You know, subpoenas aren't threatening to us. We get subpoenaed every day for documents. So it's not the word threatening of a subpoena is it's kind of a little taken out of context for us. If they want to subpoena us, it's the same way as writing a letter to us and asking for a Public Records Act request. It's exactly the same thing.
I mean, I guess you can't really answer this, but because Santa Rosa is a sanctuary city, how does that play into the job that you guys are trying to do?
Did you say Santa Rosa is a sanctuary city?
Yeah, or the county.
I don't think anybody in the county has ever called Sonoma County a sanctuary county.
Okay.
We don't use that term. As a matter of fact, we have notified ICE 212 times last year out of 317 requests for inmate releases. So we have never considered ourselves to be a sanctuary county.
Well, I know that that terminology has never actually come up with the county itself, but I do know of some places out there, and I believe the Center for Immigration Studies, I'm unsure, that has actually listed Sonoma County that in the past, but I'm unclear at the moment. It is a very confusing issue and topic, and thanks for indulging with us this morning again, Sergeant.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you. And wish our best to Pat Kerrigan. We miss her.
We will definitely reach out to Pat Kerrigan. She's definitely been under the weather the past few weeks. And hope you have a good weekend.
Take care.
That is Sergeant Spencer Crum. He's Public Information Officer for the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department.